This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Karen, give a call. I know Karen keeps calling, and then I don't know if it's your cell phone or just getting cold feet. Cold phone, cold feet, I don't know. Give me a caller. I'll give you a call. That's a Freudian slip. 855-99-3756-9. All right, there's a new article out, which is kind of, basically it implies that none of us should ever eat outside the house, which, since most of us are eating, I think, as I said, the statistic yesterday is something like 2.3 meal, every American eats 2.3 meals a day outside. I mean, if you figure kids are in school, so they're eating lunch out, there are a lot of schools that now have breakfast programs. And, you know, grabbing a slice or going to the ballgame, you can see why Americans are really just, the family meal is just getting to be apocryphal. And this article is gives you additional, ammunition. We know that fast food is unhealthy, but it turns out that basically eating in any kind of restaurant is not a really good idea because you can't control the calorie, the fat, the sugar. And as far as I'm concerned, the salt is the major issue for me. When you're cooking, for example, if I'm looking at a recipe and it says add salt, I don't. Because I know that salt doesn't really work very well for me. And it's perfectly fine without the salt. And inevitably, when I'm eating out, I come home and I feel all bloated and drink a lot of water because it's got more salt in it than I use. It turns out that in terms of the disaster to your body, the difference between a fast food place and a restaurant isn't that big a deal, since the food from both places is basically unhealthy. When you go out, you basically are going to consume more calories, more fat, and more sodium than the meals that you make at home, which we kind of knew. It's one of the reasons, as I said, I kind of like Plato.com because I know exactly what I'm eating, you know, and I know exactly what's going into it. They asked 18,000 people what they ate in a two-day period. A third of them said they had eaten fast food on one or even both days, and one quarter had eaten in a restaurant at least one day. When you eat out, you end up with basically 200 more calories than when you do at home, which is a lot of calories. Even if you, and it's independent of whether you choose a fast food place or a restaurant. It turns out that some restaurants may even be unhealthier than fast food. You may be getting more healthy nutrients, such as vitamin or omega-3 fatty acids, at a junk restaurant than you are at a fine food restaurant. You're probably getting more cholesterol and sodium at any restaurant. People with a poor education are more likely to consume fast food, while people in the middle income range tend to eat more in other types of restaurants. Well, duh. It turns out that obese people, the surprise came from the obese people who seem to prefer eating in restaurants and not in fast food. It turns out that basically all of it's kind of lousy for you, which is, there's certainly an effort in some parts of the country, including this city, to make sure that restaurants serve. I think that the putting calories on menus is going to make a huge difference, because then you're going to at least be aware of what you're doing. Not only how many calories, but how much fat and how much sodium. And because when it's available, I mean, the question is, are people going to read it? Because someone's going to argue, well, it's already on food that you buy in grocery stores. And I don't know about you, but I look at it, especially the sodium, but and the calories. We were talking about yesterday that even guys look at how many calories are in, and if they know that the two things that cost the same and more or less taste the same have different number of calories, they'll opt for the fewer calories. So even men do that. So there you go. All right, so we'd put this up a while ago and asking people what their eating patterns are. Trevor, do you eat three meals a day? Do you do the breakfast, lunch, and dinner?
I do, yes.
Okay. I tend not to. I tend to do basically, I do much better, I think, on two meals a day than I do on three.
Yeah,
I do. I can't, obviously, during the program, because it sounds terrible. Actually, I've worked with people who had who ate during the program, and it's sort of fun to be there if you're their guest because they have food to eat. But it sounds terrible if you're listening at home. Yuck!
Those noises are terrible.
Thank you. I was just doing that. I wasn't eating anything. I was just making the noises. I'm famous for doing a show with the food critic, and we were the substitute hosts on one weekend. The host had a weekend show, and he was out sick, and so they had me and one of the news guys do it, and I sort of ran the board because I knew how to do it better than he did, but he ordered the food. And he decided to get adult milkshakes. And I thought adult milkshakes just meant that they had adult flavors. Do you know what an adult milkshake is?
I imagine it has booze in it.
Yes, you were right. It never even occurred to me. And, you know, and I'm thinking, boy, this is delicious. And by about 15 minutes into the program, the two of us had such fun. We were never asked to do it again for some strange reason, although the producer said it was the best food show that he'd ever produced. But they didn't let us do it again. So there you go. And it does, hearing other people eat, I don't think is very appealing. I think even when you're watching it on television, watching people cook food is one thing, watching people eat food is another. So, but I tend to do, I try and get most of the protein that I'm going to eat in my body by about before 5. And it just turns out I can control my weight a lot better. And I have to be careful about snacking in the evening. I know that there, supposedly, it's straight how many calories in, how many calories out. I know for me that the earlier in the day I have the calories, the better off I am. That eating dinner late doesn't really work very well for me. It doesn't work very well for my schedule, but doesn't work very well for my hips either. So I tend to be a two-day-a-meal kind of kid. But I'm also noticing in those two meals, because I very seldom sit down and actually eat a meal, unless I'm in a restaurant, is that I'll whatever the portion is, that I'll sort of eat it over a period of, instead of sitting down and eating it all at one time, I'll eat it over a period of maybe an hour or two. So that and for some reason that works better, I suppose, if nothing else, because my stomach isn't quite as, is stretched with trying to eat a whole lot of food at one time. So there you go. Alrighty, so let's see. So you're a 3-meal-a-day. Alright, so let's see what other people said.
Well, just to add, the best eating situation I've ever had was when I lived abroad for that short time, and I had lunch was the big meal. That rocked. If you see, just have normal breakfast, and then lunch is kind of your big dinner situation with a hot meal and this and that, and then dinner's kind of like a snack. And
yeah,
it was awesome.
Well, and that's basically the way that farmers eat, which is big breakfast,
exactly.
Big lunch, light dinner. And it works better for me, too. The assumption, as I said, that there's this whole controversy about it makes no difference when you eat. But for me, it does. And it just makes sense for me that if you have more time to burn off the calories, you're going to burn off more calories than if you just eat something huge and then are relatively sedentary and then go to bed. So.
Plus, a huge lunch, you'll be held over, and then about dinner time, you're not really that hungry.
Exactly.
But anyway.
I also noticed that if I've had, a weekend where I've had more food than I usually have, that I'm not hungry for the next couple of days. That may be more psychological than metabolic, because in theory it doesn't make any difference, but it certainly feels that way. Maybe it's just looking at the scale and going, oh my God, what did you just do? All right, let's hear what people's eating patterns are.
Okay. Sarah says, I try to keep on a regular schedule so I don't skip meals and overeat. It seems like I give myself permission to eat too much at one meal to make up for the one I skipped.
Yeah, I think there is something psychological about it. And I do notice that when I'm weighing a little less, that I sort of feel like I can eat a little bit more, which is probably not exactly the way to do things. Although sometimes, when I weigh more than I think I should, that I'll cut down. Sometimes when I weigh less, when I get that little surprise of, oh, goody, that sometimes it encourages me to indulge, and sometimes it encourages me of, okay, you're on a roll, you don't really need the food, see if you can lose another couple pounds effortlessly. I know, I think that we've gotten a little neurotic about food, just a little. 855-993-7569, I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about food and food patterns and when you eat and what you eat and how you eat. And so Trevor and I, are, I'm not sure we're opposite ends of the spectrum, but he's a three-meal-a-day kind of guy, and I'm a two meals, sort of grazing, trying to get most protein in by you know, before five. It just works better, and smaller kind of, even if it's one meal that I sort of can sometimes divide it up over like 45 minutes or an hour or something, just sort of snacking on it. Of course, part of it is, I mean, you live with somebody. If you live by yourself, you tend to do things like eating peanut butter lollipops, you know, which is peanut butter on a spoon over the sink. So get a little careless about food. All right, so let's hear what other people have to say about their eating patterns.
Okay, Pete says, I try to stick to a paleo diet, which for me means meat, vegetables, and fruit, staying away from processed food as much as possible. I've heard the case that the brain is primarily made of cholesterol and that we need cholesterol from animal fat. Some food for thought, Dr. Joyce, since you're the brains in this. Could you tell us what the brain is made of and what diet is best for it? I've also heard that a plant-based diet can reverse artery and vascular disease. What is your opinion?
Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. First of all, no one has ever proven that by decreasing exogenous cholesterol, which is the stuff that you eat, that you're going to increase or decrease endogenous, which is the stuff that your body makes. And so we really are not sure exactly what the ratio is, and no one's ever conclusively proved it, that if you decrease in your diet, does that mean that you decrease or increase the because you're right that your body needs a certain amount of cholesterol for nerve endings and all sorts of things. The cholesterol is the kind of fatty stuff that your body needs. It also can clog your arteries. So the idea being that that human beings for most of human history didn't have a whole lot of meat to eat. I mean, it just was, first of all, you had to catch it. And those little critters either were armed, you know, to get you, as opposed, we would argue about who was going to be the dinner, who was going to be the hunter, and who was going to be the hunted. And obviously, there was no way of keeping it for any length of time, so you couldn't really refrigerate it. And so, I mean, if you think about the lion in the wild, right, that you sort of bring down an animal, and then everybody sort of feasts on it, and the women and children get any of the leftovers, and then you go around and you're eating whatever you can find until you can bring down the next gazelle. So the idea that our basic diet should be primarily protein is a very modern kind of idea that has to do with the accessibility of meat, of protein, that you can refrigerate it, that it's relatively, you don't have to get it yourself, you don't have to kill it or dress it. So the availability, but in most cultures, the meat is used. Think about Chinese food, for example, or Indian food. Think about any kind of ethnic food, and that basically the meat is a spice. I went to Romania at one point and had, for reasons that are too obscure to share, there were 8 people at the Archbishop of Romania's home. Now, this is a fairly high-placed person, fairly well-to-do. They had one little scrawny chicken for 8 people. And basically, in the United States, when you go out for dinner, you get half a chicken. This one, you got literally one-eighth of a chicken. And everybody was quite content with it. Now, they had all sorts of other dishes. They had soup, and they had salads, and they had potatoes. In a lot of societies, you don't eat either rice or potatoes. You eat rice and potatoes. So the notion that somehow that protein should be the mainstay of a diet is a fairly modern and fairly American, Canadian kind of idea. It's just not true of most of the world. They can't afford it, and it's clearly not very healthy. Not only is it not very healthy for your arteries, it's not very healthy for your gut, because it turns out that breaking down meat in your gut takes much longer than anything else. So the idea about the fruit and vegetable kind of diet, there's a great deal of controversy, interestingly enough, about fruit these days, because it's always been fruits and vegetables. Right? Well, what we understand is vegetables are really fairly good for you. They have a lot of vitamins in it, although you still have to figure out some way to get protein. And the classic way that most of the world gets protein is actually beans and rice, not meat, because beans and rice is relatively inexpensive, and if you eat them together, that you can get basically what you need. But that fruit, which has always been viewed as very healthy, is now viewed as somewhat questionable, because it's just basically sugar. There's very little vitamin content in fruit. So that, and a lot of people think, for example, that if you're going to eat fruit, you have to eat it before noon. That it's okay to do it for breakfast. For example, I love watermelon for breakfast. It's the perfect breakfast food, because it's got enough sugar in it to kind of jumpstart your metabolism, and it's mostly water, so it acts as a diuretic. But in terms of food value, there's essentially nothing there. I mean, it's water and sugar, essentially. So a lot of people who are very into nutrition feel that because what you want to do is you want to eat, you want things to go through your system as quickly as possible, all right? So that fruit in the morning is fine, especially if you don't. Now, what Americans do is that we eat fruit, we juice. Most nutritionists think juices is a waste of time and a waste of calories, has none of the food value that whole fruit does. And it's just calories. Orange juice has the same number of calories as a Coke. And there was a study out last week that said if you drink a lot of orange juice or eat grapefruit, that you're more prone to melanoma. Who knows what that means at this moment? But nevertheless, so the notion, the American breakfast of bacon, eggs, coffee, and juice is most people considered not a very good idea. The juice, no food value, and you're putting cold acid into your stomach. Coffee, no real food value. Eggs, and eggs are enjoying kind of a revival in that they're now saying that we've always known that the egg yolk was fine, or the egg white was fine for you. Now they're saying the egg yolk is okay as well, especially if you eat the two together. But the idea of there's nothing necessarily wrong with eggs or even bacon for breakfast, although nobody views bacon as health food. There's a new article that says they're going to have a new alarm clock that you can wake up to the smell of bacon, which is probably not a bad idea. You can wake up to the smell and not actually eat it, but nevertheless. But the idea is that if you combine fruit and protein, that fruit breaks down relatively quickly into sugar, and the protein takes longer to break down. So you don't want fruit, for example, for dessert, because then you've got starches and protein that take longer to break down. So because the fruit breaks down more quickly, it will ferment. And the idea is fermentation is not good for your body. So, you know, and the thing is that there are now diets about your blood type and everything else. I'm one of those people who thinks moderation. And you're going to know what works for your body. You need to make sure that you're getting a certain amount of protein, which is why vegetarianism really requires, especially if you're not eating eggs at all. So you have to figure out a way to get protein, which is basically beans and rice together. That fruit, highly questionable these days, you know. That is it. I mean, it tastes good, but is it really very good for you? Vegetables, yes, but you want to eat vegetables as fresh as you can, as unprocessed as you can, and protein gingerly. But I mean, basically, figure out what works for your body. And there's a lot of information about, but tune into what works for you. I think that's the safest and best way to do it in moderation. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ben, how can I help you?
Well, I have a an ex-girlfriend, actually, that I dropped about a month ago. And I think this woman that I, actually the woman that I was with has been used by men pretty much all her life, although I didn't. I tried to develop a solid relationship with her, but
how long were the two of you together?
Well, I'm actually Dr. Joe, I've known her for over 30 years, and this time we just got back together about 4 months ago. We were together for about 3 months, and it seemed like we'd get a little closer to get a little closer, and then she'd back away, and then we'd get a little closer, and then she'd back away, right. And finally I couldn't deal with it, you know.
Ben, how old are you?
I'm 51.
How old is she?
She's 56.
Okay. So have either of you been married?
She was. She was, and she has five children.
How long has she been divorced?
About 19 years, actually.
Okay.
And she got involved with a couple of different relationships, and it was basically, they were the sugar daddy relationships, and, I just see her getting older, and her looks are starting to... She's always been a very pretty lady, and but unfortunately her looks are starting to fade, and she's a wonderful lady.
Ben, where are we going on this?
Pardon me?
Where are we going on this?
Well, I would like to help her. I feel like I haven't
help her to do
like let her
Ben,
down as
Ben
front.
Ben, help her to do what?
Well, I don't know. I was hoping to
Ben. Wait, stop. My concern is that that what you're saying is I don't really want to be romantically involved with her, but you want to be her friend. She may not be interested in that. That's kind of, again, you hear my mantra is you don't want to make somebody who's in trouble feel bad by making yourself feel good. If what you're saying is I'm not a bad guy, I just don't want her in my life as a romance, but, I don't want to feel like a heel, she may not be interested in that. She may be interested in romance. And by you sort of saying, being nice to her, it may just be confusing to her and misleading is that she thinks you want to get back involved with her, and if you don't, I'd be careful about it, especially in such a relationship that has been such short term. I mean, you're only together 3 months, and you're now talking about being apart a month. She's going to think you want to come back, and it doesn't sound to me that you do.
Yeah, well, actually, it's the other way around. I'd like to get romantic with her, but she wants to be friends.
Well, then, what would be trying to be a friend to her be if you want to be romantic? Why did you dump her if you wanted to be romantic?
Well, because she every time I tried to get romantic, she wouldn't let me.
Well, then, but then Ben, why are saying you want to help her? It sounds to me that you have an agenda that you want to help her to be more romantic to you. That's not altruistic. That's not generous. That's manipulative.
Yeah.
Ben,
yeah.
Walk away.
Okay.
And you can certainly, she knows how to get a hold of you. She knows that you're interested. And if she's interested, she'll get in touch. But under the guise of being a friend, what you're saying is, I want to help you so you go to bed with me.
Ben,
we don't do that. That's not kosher.
Okay.
Lightning will strike you and, frizzle you, so you don't want that. I hear what you're saying, and you can say to her, you have my permission to say to her, look, I think you're great, and at some point, if you're interested in a full-tilt boogie relationship, please call me. But saying, well, I'm going to help you, you're just trying to help her into bed. That's not okay to do that.
Okay? I appreciate it.
Okay, Ben. Anne, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Brown. Thank you for taking my call. I have listened to you for a year, and I know you're going to be able to help me with this. My daughter is 22. I've noticed in the last year that she has had, in my opinion, a dramatic weight loss. And I am hesitant. I've mentioned it to her. She is aware of it. I don't see any change in her weight. But I want to know the right way to continue to talk with her, make certain that there's...
Has she continued to lose weight, or was it a dramatic weight loss that's now stabilized?
I'm hoping that it has stopped. She looks about as thin as I've ever seen her.
Well, I know what you're hoping, but I mean, when's the last time you saw her?
She's been away at school, and now she's back home, so I've seen her in the last few days.
Okay, and when did you see her before that?
Probably a month ago. And she continues to look as thin as she did a few months ago.
All right, so she looks less thin.
She looks about the same as she has looked the last couple of months.
Okay, well, so that probably means it's stabilized, which is good news.
Okay.
I think all you can say to your daughter is, you know what, we live in a society where women are obsessed by not only their weight, but an unrealistic perception of how they should look. You know, it's really interesting. Somebody in the sales department came to me this week and said, we have this new pill that's completely natural and helps people lose weight. And I said, I won't touch it. And I said, I won't touch it for two reasons. First of all, because I'm the wrong kind of doctor. It implies something that's not true, and I don't need that kind of hassle. I don't deal with vitamins. I don't deal with any ingestibles because I'm a PhD. I've been in medical school. I know about medicine. I'm not going to do that. I don't want to confuse people, number one. And number two, we live in a society where people are obsessed about their weight, and I don't in any way want to contribute to that. And so I won't do it, and they're furious with me. They say, well, it's a lot of money, and we go, so I'm not going to do it. So I'm with you on this. However, having said that, I think what I would say to my daughter is, I get it. We're a society that is nuts about this. You're not a child. You're not stupid. If at some point you view this as something that takes an inordinate amount of time or energy or thought from you, to the extent that you're not living your life in a way that makes sense to you, come to me and we'll talk about it. Because I think anything short of that, as you can hear me, Anne, with my mantra that says you push somebody, they're going to fight you on it. And when they fight you on it, they'll believe their argument, at which point you're not accomplishing what you want to accomplish. And in fact, maybe accomplishing exactly the opposite.
So I just give her the door to know that she can come to me and talk to me.
I think that's all you can do. And it sounds like she may have stabilized and not, you know, when she comes over for dinner, say, have another, you know, have some more mashed potatoes.
Her diet is, in my opinion, very limited. It's vegetables.
And, listen, my dear, she lives in the same world that you and I live in. Number one, the land of the mirrors and the land of so much information about food and about nutrition and about how to eat well and how to diet and how to keep healthy and how to exercise. You're not going to be able to convince her. If at some point she is sick or she is sad or she comes to you and says, Mom, or she becomes weak, then I think you can say, Honey, can we talk about this? But until she does, you're not going to be able to do anything except make the situation significantly worse rather than better. And I know you don't want to do that, so I wouldn't do it. I know it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, as parents, we feel like, okay, we're going to take that little person that came out of our body,
yeah,
and we're going to mold them, and we're going to protect them, we're going to put this bubble around them. It doesn't happen.
Okay.
So what we have to do is make sure that what we're doing doesn't make us feel better at their expense. And talking about her weight is going to make you feel better at her expense.
That's right.
So don't do it.
Okay.
Alrighty?
I'll try. Thank you.
I know. No, it's not trying. There's doing and not doing. Tell her anytime you mentioned, I would make her the deal that says, I won't mention your weight if two things. Number one, if you get in trouble, you come to me about it. Number two, I mention it, I'll give you $20 anytime I do it. It'll keep you honest, and it'll also give her the sense that you're respectful of her and also honest about your concern.
Okay.
Alrighty?
I will do that.
And all you have to do is hit the ATM. All right, so the paleo diet, which one of our respondents mentioned, and apparently another one does too, it's a little different than the Mediterranean diet. The paleo diet basically says it's okay to eat fruits and vegetables, lean meats, seafood, nuts and seeds, and healthy fats, whatever that means, to avoid dairy. Dairy is a very controversial issue. A lot of people feel that all adults are lactose intolerant because milk is something that small animals need and adult animals don't. Adult cows don't drink milk. Nothing that's adult in the animal world except human beings do dairy at all. So the idea is, do we really need it, number one? And number two, is it healthy? And number three, is it damaging? So dairy, very controversial. Grains on the paleo diet are off the grid, and I'm not sure exactly why, except perhaps that they're hard to digest. Processed food and sugar, everybody agrees. The less processed food you eat, if you can't pronounce or don't recognize or can't spell the ingredients, you shouldn't be eating them. Sugar in general, we know, is just is kind of heroin for the body. The paleo diet says stay away from legumes. Mediterranean diet says they're great. Starches, probably moderation. Alcohol, well, again, alcohol in moderation, you know, controversial. So this is, again, I'm a moderation girl. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Amanda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy Brown.
How may I help you, Amanda?
Well, you know, I've contemplated calling you for a couple of years now. I've gotten myself in a pretty bad situation, and I don't know how to get out of it, I guess.
Okay, what's the situation?
Well, in 2012, I had an affair, and it lasted, and I had a child with him. My husband, I came clean to him. He knew, and he chose to raise that son as his own, who just had his second birthday in July here. And so he is who he knows as the father, you know, my husband. And my problem where it rises in me is that I don't know how to grieve that other partner. I feel like it's a roadblock.
I don't know what grieve the other partner would actually mean in this context, kiddo.
Like, get over them.
Well, I mean, obviously you have the choice of why are you with your husband?
Because I love him and we have two other children and...
Why did you get involved in the affair to begin with?
I was very weak at that time and my husband was gone.
No. You need to dig a little deeper than that.
Okay.
Why did you have the affair?
My husband was gone and this man stepped into my life and he was a personal trainer and we were together all the time and he gave me attention and all the things, passion, everything that I wanted that I wasn't getting.
So why are you not with him?
Because it just, I guess, in the world, it didn't feel like the right thing to do.
Does economics have anything to do with this?
Excuse me, say it again?
I said, does economics, money, have anything to do with this?
No.
Okay. I mean... Look, we make mistakes. We do dumb stuff. But it sounds to me that you're sort of trying to make this... You know, we did the story today about the difference between an accident and a crash, right? I don't know if you were listening earlier that...
You don't come in until at midnight in my town.
Okay, so fair enough. So all right, fair enough. Let me sort of explain it, because it seems to me completely appropriate, even though it's not going to sound at first blush like it has anything to do with you. There's getting to be movement in this country. There was a terrible crash over the weekend where a drunk driver went over the median, hit another car, bashed into a motorcycle, and killed a bicyclist. And they're calling it an accident. And people are up in arms and saying it's not an accident at all, it was a crash. That this was not something that, I mean, an accident presumably is something that could be prevented. That this is, or that couldn't be prevented. And so, I mean, I think you're treating this like it was an accident as opposed to a crash. That you made a decision that probably even at the time didn't make any sense. It was just an impulse rather than a decision. Because, look, certainly marriages don't necessarily last forever. People run into trouble in marriages. People fall in and out of love. But there are better ways of dealing with it. That if you don't want to be in your marriage anymore, then you separate and you figure out how to co-parent the kids. If you do want to stay in your marriage, then you work on it. But the idea, I'm not scolding you as much as saying I think that you need to sort of understand that you have some decisions to make. And by saying, well, I'm grieving, you're not making decisions. I mean, that, look, you have a choice. You've got two men, and both of them want you, which is, I suppose, a good thing. The question is, what do you want? And the fact that your husband is willing to raise a child that he knows is not his biologically, who knows how that's going to turn out in the long run? But that's not even what we're talking about. We're talking about you having to look at your life and saying, who do I want to be with? And the answer may be neither of the above. It may be I don't want to be married, that I, you know, fidelity is not my strong suit, that, but the idea of grieving seems to me to be a completely misplaced concept in this, because it implies that somehow there was a loss, this was a choice that you made. And it's, you know, the choices, there were several choices. The choice to have an affair, the choice to go through a pregnancy, the choice to tell your husband about it, the choice to stay with your husband. But all of those are presumably choices, and there are very few choices in this life that don't have consequence. But to say that I can't grieve it, I mean, what are we talking about grieving? If you want to be with the other guy, then presumably you divorce your husband and go with the other guy. If you don't want to be with the other guy, it's because you look and say, you know what, this doesn't make any sense. But I don't understand where grief would have any part of this.
I guess to answer that for myself, I feel like I've made so many decisions based on my own wants that I'm trying to get to a place where I'm not doing that. And so what I'm trying to do is I can't move forward and...
Well, what choices do you make?
Be with my husband.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm still thinking about the other man.
Well, I mean, our thoughts are, I mean, look, people fantasize. If all of us were held responsible for our fantasies, the world would be a much different place than it is. You're entitled to your fantasies. That has nothing to do with your reality. But what is it? Are you suggesting that you're making choices for people other than yourself right now?
I feel like I am, yeah.
Like, what choice are you making, and what choice are you making that would be different if you were making it for yourself? And who are you making for, and what's the choice?
Okay, so if I stay with my, you know, family, that's giving my children a mom and a dad in one house and my husband a wife and trying to, you know, give it 100% now and work at that and make it
wait a minute.
Good.
What do you want?
I mean, I just to be happy.
No. That's a non-statement. I mean, no one is going to say, what I really want to do is be miserable. I'll tell you what, we're coming up on a break here. Here's what I want you to do. Mm-hmm. Because you're a combination of self-indulgence and guilt at the same time, which is going to be completely paralytic, which is where you are now. You have to figure out what you want here. And if what you want is to be with the other man, then what you do is you go through, you stay away from him for a while, you go through an orderly process, you divorce your husband, you figure out how to co-parent your kids, you take, you know, you're a good parent. And the notion, you know, you put in that kind of little caveat of, well, I want to have a family and I want to have mother and dad in the same house. Well, you know, the same house, that's, you know, that's, what does that mean? What does architecture have to do with it? Figure out what you want. And you're not doing that, and you're wrapping yourself in the flag and feeling a combination of guilt and being very proud of yourself at the same time, which is going to get you nowhere and feel terrible. Put you on hold. Come back. What do you want? All right? Be specific. Don't say be happy. No one ever says they want to be unhappy. All right? And I'll help you through it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.